Masechet Zevachim, Perek Vav, Mishnah Gimel. In the last Mishnah, we mentioned three different avodot that were done on the upper half of the Mizbeach, the Nesachim of water, of wine, and the avodah of the bird Olah. In this Mishnah, we'll talk about how the Kohanim would go walk up the ramp to get to the upper half of the Mizbeach and do what they need to do. There's a difference when it comes to the three avodot that we mentioned and other types of avodah that were done in that upper part of the Mizbeach. We're not only talking about the avodot that were done all the way at the top of the Mizbeach, like lighting the fire and flipping the imurim, the parts of the offerings that they would burn. We're also talking about avodot that were done by the Kohanim who were standing on the ledge. There was a ledge that went around the Mizbeach. They would stand there and they would apply the blood of the hatat to the different corners of the Mizbeach. So we're talking about that as well. First, we'll talk about the other avodot, and then we'll talk about the three avodot that we spoke about in the last Mishnah. Mishnah says, Kol ha'olim la'mizbeach olim derech yamin u'makifin v'yordin derech semol. All people who went up the Mizbeach, they went up on the right side of the ramp, and when they got to the end, they turned to the right, and they went all around the Mizbeach counterclockwise until they got to the place of where they needed to do their avodah. Once they were done, they would continue going around the Mizbeach in that same counterclockwise direction until they got to the other side of the ramp, v'yordin derech semol, and then they would go down the left side of the ramp. So when they went up, they always went in the same direction, but they would pause at the spot of the Mizbeach that they wanted to do their avodah. Even for the avodot that were done on the ledge of the Mizbeach, that the Kohen had to walk up the ledge, they would start on the normal ramp, and then they would veer off on to that side ramp that went to the ledge of the Mizbeach. They never went directly onto that side ramp. They always started on the normal ramp up to the Mizbeach, and then they may veer off. Now, if you see a picture of this, there's a ledge where they can go from the regular ramp. They would never go backwards. They would never retrace their steps on the Mizbeach. They always went counterclockwise. And this fulfilled the ruling of you should continuously turn right at all of your turns, as the Gemara in Sukkah tells us, continue to always go right. So at every turn, they would go right, right, right till they got to the end. And they would never pause for any other reason besides for the Avodah. And they, like we said, they would never retrace their steps. And then they would go down on the left side of the ramp. Now we'll talk about what the Kohanim did to do the three avodot that we mentioned at the start of this Mishnah and in the last Mishnah. Chot min ha'oleh l'shlosha devarim elu. The rule that we said in the last Mishnah applied to all of the avodot besides for the following three things. Shehayu olin v'chozrin le'akev. What they would do is they would go up the left side of the ramp in this case, for these three different avodot. They would turn to their left when they got to the top of the ramp, and then they would walk directly a few steps to the southwest corner where the avodah was done, right at that spot. V'chozrin le'akev. And when they were done with that avodah, they would return the way that they came. They went directly back down that ramp. They went down the left side of the ramp. So since the avodah was done, if you could picture it, right at the corner after they went up, they went right up the left side, they veered left, avodah was done right in that corner, which is the southwest corner of the Mizbeach, and then they would just go right down that same direction that they came up the ramp. They went down the left side of the ramp. That's what they did. In these types of situations, the Kohen did not first turn right and circle the Mizbeach until he got all the way to the southwest corner. It would be considered to be a very long route. And we're nervous that in the avodot of the wine and the water that they're going to absorb the smell of the fire of the Mizbeach, and it would be a disgrace. It would disqualify the wine. And with the bird olah, which was the third avodah that we mentioned, we're nervous that the bird is going to breathe in all that smoke and die before the avodah could be done. To avoid all of these problems, we have the Kohen go directly to that spot up the left side of the Mizbeach. After he's done with the avodah, he would retrace his steps and he would go down that same side.